Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Let's cross over to that interview that we spoke about. We're going live with our guest this morning, Mr. Chika Benedict, and he is the president of the Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Companies. He's joining us today. I don't know what the state of electricity is where you are right now. Maybe you have so much power, access to power, you haven't put on your generator for so long. But what shocked me yesterday was when I spoke to a colleague who traveled to Oshogbo, and when he said Oshogbo, I said, you go enjoy light. He said, no, even in Oshogbo, they are going through hell. That things have changed. For some weeks now, light or power provision has been epileptic. So let's find out from our guests. They handle power. They know where power is. Maybe he could even tell us where we could get some power to use for ourselves this morning. Mr. Engineer Chika Benedict, let's see your face.
How are you?
We're not doing badly at all. We're not doing badly. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Great. So, you've seen what is happening in Nigeria. You know how Nigerians feel. But probably, you know, since you work where you work, you deal with power provision at any level. Probably you have an access to constant electricity in your home. But you tell us, what really is going on with electricity in Nigeria?
Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners. Well, the problem of electricity in this country, I can say it's multifaceted. The government, previous government, and even the present government is doing everything possible to make sure that we get constant and affordable electricity. Now, you must have noticed a downturn in power supply. The reason cannot be far-fetched. Yes, at this particular time of the season, there is a drop in the volume of water in hydro stations. Yes, that is a situation where the dams are not supplying enough water for us to generate because the rainy season is yet to fully kick off. Yes, in the thermal stations, you have gas problems. And these gas problems, the government of the day met a lot of outstanding bills. And it's been on. And I am very sure from what I gather that they are trying to solve the problem once and for all. Now, a situation where the generating stations are not producing enough for us to use. They are producing, but not enough for us to use because we have an abnormal weather now. The weather is hot and everybody wants to use their gadgets. And most especially trying to cool themselves with ACs and or whatnot. So there is more demand for power and there's not much to give out. And we have to share. That is called load shedding. With some areas, we get some, while some will be out for a while, and at the end of the day, we rotate it. That's what people are experiencing. And I'm sure that as the rains kick off, the situation will improve. Again, like I said, the federal government, this present government, is doing everything possible to make sure that gas supply is available. And once gas supply is available, we'll have more power to transmit and generate and transmit.
Mm. All right. Now, you've cited three things being the reason for what we are going through right now. First, you said it hasn't rained, so we have low water level. Then you speak about the fact that there are outstanding bills that you know are that we are unable. That government is trying to clear right now. But let's focus on those two. Now, when it comes to the low water level, this is an annual cycle that we know happens. Should we still be talking about this as a reason for not having enough power in Nigeria? What have we done?
Thank you. Let me say, from the previous government up to this government, they have been spending a lot of money in the power sector. But it's unfortunate that, of course, I won't blame Nigerians. They want immediate results. But in the electricity sector, it's not a cash and carry business. It has a gestation period. And for you to build a dam, it takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of time. The government has been trying to do that, and I can tell you that at least not less than 3 power stations have been added to the existing ones. So, it may interest you to know that, like I said, the gas issue. This gas issue has been on. The producers, Nigeria with the multinationals, are the producers of this gas. And you have to pay. The government have been magnanimous enough to subsidize electricity. Nigerians must know that if they want, if we actually have to pay the real price of electricity, I am sure that most Nigerians might not be able to afford it. But the government have been magnanimous enough to give the citizens some leeway. And with this, electricity can reach almost all homes. But I've told you that this problem that is perennial is not the making of Nigeria, because this water is coming from far off from the Futajalons.
But let me quickly chip in here. Nigeria is not the only country that uses hydropower generation. And even before the gas plant came in, and we know we have all this coal and others in other countries, they've been able to manage this low water levels. Why are we as a nation still struggling with our management of low water levels, to the extent that every time there is low water level, we the people suffer more for it than we've ever done, that we've done in previous months?
Yes, the factors are, one, the population has increased as compared to the times you were talking about. Again, there is more demand for power. Like I told you in my earlier explanation, Nigeria as a country cannot determine what happens along the route of this river, because there are other countries that have dammed this river for different purposes.
Is it not Nigeria, possible to get alternative ways of getting water, or making the river, improving on the water, should I say, supply or you know, generation or recycling of water in that axis? Technologically,
technologically, there is no way, because it's a dam, and a dam can easily be said to be a collection of water. You build an embankment and collect water, and once you don't have what to collect, then the dam, the water level in the dams go low. Okay. So I am saying that at this particular time, the dam, the water level from the Futajalons along the route go low because of rainfall. And once there is no rain, there is nothing to collect, or there is little to collect. And once this water level is low, you don't run all the turbines. There is nothing wrong with all the turbines. They are very okay. but you do not have this water to run the turbines.
All right.
And you have to run fewer units. Mm. And once it's fewer units, you get lower power.
Oh, okay. Now, having said that, I mean, we've all been in this country, and this is not the first time we're getting to the season where there is low water level in the dams, in the rivers. But I dare say that I haven't lived in this country for a while. I don't think it has ever been this bad, at least not in recent years. Why does it appear to be worse off this year, to the extent that in different areas in Lagos, there are many who cannot even boast of 1 hour of electricity in their apartments? Why is it worse off this year?
Yes, like I told you, we have an abnormal weather. You will agree with me that the weather this time has been on the high side. The temperature has been high, and most people will want to use their ACs, their fans, and all this. And these things consume power. And because of that, there is a high demand for power. In order not to allow the system go, what we call system collapse, you have to ration. You have to do it in phases. And with low generation, there's nothing we can do. We have to wait until the generation is high. Of course, I will be proud to say that we are diversifying our electricity base to solar and other forms of generation of electricity. Mm. But for now, what we have is that the low generation and the more demand for power is the cause of this whole scenario that you have enumerated.
All right. So let's look at this now. You talk about load shedding. You talk about sharing the power so that it goes round. But is there a timetable that lists how much power each area gets and the period that this power will be made available? Because, okay, let's say Nigerians are understanding. We know as a nation we are going through this. Okay, let's assume that every Nigerian believes that. But we want to know, since there's a load shedding exercise going on, can I have my timetable to say, if I leave along Bode Thomas, these are the hours I'll have light in a day. If I leave in Ojo, in Amuodofin, in Agege, is there a timetable like that Nigerians can go verify so that they plan their days?
Yes. The distribution companies have timetable for supply of electricity to different areas.
But it's not made available to the people.
Yes. If you ask for it, they will give it to you. But you must understand that, for example, if you are supposed to have electricity by 8 o'clock, probably for 6 hours in the first instance, and there is no generation, you know, unfortunately, you are not going to get 6 hours. Probably you get 2 hours, and then in order to save the system, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yes. In order to save the system, we have to load shed some areas. So the way it is, if you ask for the load shedding timetable or the supply timetable, you will get it. Mm. You will get it. So I will want to appeal, because I am not a member APC or PDP or any government, but I can tell you for sure, for free, that I see a lot of seriousness and commitment from this administration in solving this problem. I will say that. And I will appeal, please, that people should be patient a bit, because from what I am seeing... Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so from what I am seeing, I can say for sure that in a very short time, these problems will come to a minimal level.
All right. When you say in a very short time, the question is how short, how soon? Then secondly, if you say the government is doing everything possible to solve those problems, again, what are the problems? Because if you're saying outstanding bills, if you're saying the water, it's a low level right now. If we have low level and you said there's nothing we can do about it, what are they doing to solve the problem? After this, when the rain starts, we'll start having a certain an increase in power supply. That would not have been due to any contribution from government. So what really, what are the specifics that are being done by this government?
Yes, very, very, very simple. The government, like I told you, we have diversified electricity. Different source of generation of power. And I can tell you that by the time this goes into full stream, because the government recognizes that, yes, such problems exist. And, you know, this is a new technology bringing in solar and others. I'm sure in the north, when there is low generation of power from the hydro, then solar takes place. Then, how soon? Yes, I can tell you that, like I said, the gestation period of power installation is not just a day or two. It takes a whole lot of process. But yes, there are few that will soon come on stream. I give you sometime a year maximum. Yes, some of them will come on stream, and you start seeing an improvement.
All right. Now I'm going to talk to you. From two perspectives. First of all, a key player in the industry who is a part of, did I say the problem or solution of Nigeria right now, because you play in that energy sector, and also someone who is informed about what government is doing. Now, what makes what this government is doing different? When in the previous government, we heard issues and ideas. Can you hear me, Comrade Chika, Benedict?
Yes, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay,
I can hear you.
I could hear some movements in the background. That's what I was asking. Anyway, so what is different in this government approach, seeing that previously we've heard of the Siemens deal, which was trumpeted and everybody was looking up to that in anticipation? We've had gas plants come up, and now we're hearing stories that there is no gas, not enough gas to power the gas plants. And, you know, so many failed promises and dashed hopes. If we have gas plants who do not have enough gas to power the gas plants, why is this government not looking at that first? Is that not a quick fix to the problems you are faced right now? Because I assume, and please do correct this, if we had the gas plant functioning.
Sorry, I lost that.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, can I lost that?
Okay, all right. I'm saying if we had the gas plant functioning maximally, will there have been a need for the other steps? You say this further diversification, that is one. Secondly, if previous interventions like the gas plant are failed, what is the proof that other interventions and the diversification wouldn't fail?
Yes. I'm sure you have heard from the news that most Nigerians, maybe because of the economic hardship, most parastatals don't pay their bills. Mm. And if you don't pay your bill as and when due, I wonder what the government will do. So it is now that the government is giving a marching order that people must pay their bills, irrespective of which office you occupy. You must pay your bills. And with this, the DISCOs, GENCOs, and transmission companies will have money to run their business. Now, once we are able to settle these gas problems and then vandalization, most Nigerians we know and we agree with me that the vandalization of electricity facilities in this country is just at alarming rate. I wonder why people would just go to the gas pipelines, vandalize them.
Even the gas plants. Okay, yes. Gas pipelines, all right.
Yes.
Are they not, is that not a risky thing to do? Explosion? Is that not combustible?
Of course, yes. But they do that.
Hmm.
They do that. The government are supplying gas to some of these stations are building a bigger gauge pipes to supply gas to this. But you see Nigerians go there to vandal.
Hmm. Okay, the network there, we seem to have lost the connection to Comrade Chika Benedict. Okay,
can you hear me?
Yes, we have you back right now. Yeah. All right.
So, like what I am saying, once we sort out these gas problems and the vandalization of these pipes reduce, I can tell you for sure that Nigerians will receive is massive improvement. Massive improvement. Because government has spent so much money in transmission infrastructure to making sure that they have the capacity to transmit what is generated. And I can tell you for free.
When you say government has spent, is it the previous government or this 10-month-old government?
No, both the previous governments, you know, government is continuum. So if this government had come in and say, oh, we're jettisoning all what they have done before,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that we wouldn't even be talking here because it would be starting from a clean slate. But they have come to, because monies have been committed. And I'm happy that this government had continued, even with the Siemens project, Siemens agreement.
Mm.
It's ongoing. It's not like it has been terminated. It's ongoing. But you know, these things are things that you don't come up every day to explain to people. But we in the power sector can feel it. We can see it. We see them every day come to install necessary equipment for us to have a smooth operation.
All right. Now, a quick one. Since you talked about the Siemens contract, what really does it address again? Distribution, generation, transmission?
The Siemens project will address from generation up to distribution. In fact, the intervention has started in the distribution companies.
Hmm.
The intervention has started because it's a whole gamut. So from generation.
What kind of interventions have they brought to the discos, which are private-owned income-generating companies?
Yes, you know, the government has the moral obligation to intervene when it sees lapses. So the government looked at it and said, okay, fine. If we intervene in this sector, because the benefits are for the masses, if we intervene, later they can sort out how repayments will be made. The government has intervened, and we have started seeing it.
All right. A quick one before I let you go.
Between the transmission and the distribution companies.
Mm. All right. Before I let you go, if we are talking about the discos not making money, one would wonder, there has been an increase in the income of the discos in the last quarter. By over 200 and something billion in the last 6 months before the last quarter, that was around June last year, they had made a profit over 400 and something billion. Now, if you're saying they're not making money and you're looking at how much Nigerians are being charged as a result of estimated billing, we've had cases where people were being charged estimated billing in the area of 60,000 plus, and when they finally got their meters, due to the epileptic nature of our electricity, they were paying 10,000 or less. Are they not making a lot of money from Nigerians? Are Nigerians really paying subsidy, particularly those who are unmetered?
Yes. First of all, I wonder which disco will come up to say they are making profits. If they are making profits, the banks will not be the receiver partners in this whole thing. I can tell you that you have had that some discos are troubled.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder which disco we say they have made profit. Well, I don't know where that is coming from, but from all I have gathered, they are not breaking even. Some of them have been taken over by banks, their financiers, because they cannot repay their loans. Then coming to this metering,
yeah.
This what do they call it?
Estimated billing. Mm.
Estimated billing. It's not peculiar to Nigeria. I mean, we even borrowed it from Britain, but the issue here is that Nigerians will not want to pay their bills.
But many Nigerians have also said that they've requested for bill for meters and they have been denied. Does it mean that the discos prefer estimated billing?
No distribution company will deny a customer meter.
Because they want to
collect what they have been given. They want to collect the revenue. So if there are shortfalls or if there are encumbrances in the distribution of meters, I am sure that this is being worked out.
Mm.
Because sooner than later, I my information tells me that sooner than later, a massive rollout of meters will begin.
Free or paid?
You know, Nigerians complain that the cost of procuring a meter is very high.
Yes.
The government is looking into that, trying to see how they can get cheap meters, effective and cheap meters.
But Engineer Benedict, before I let you go, in other countries, which I know you have access to, one of the things they do is they give you the meter for free, without you paying anything. Then every month, once you recharge, they take away a particular amount. For example, maybe you recharge every month and they take away 10,000, or they tell you that you get this meter for free, but your first recharge must be 10,000 naira, and from that one they take away 5,000, and for every other one you do, maybe for the next 3 or 4 years, they take away maybe 1,000 or 2,000 naira. Why is it impossible for us to do that in Nigeria?
Oh, wait, you know, that was how we started.
No, maybe that was the design, but Nigerians were still paying. I can give you a list of people who paid 40,000, 30,000 to acquire meters as far back as 5 years ago, even more.
And they have not received it?
Some have not. I know of people who have paid twice, and they still haven't received it.
Oh, sorry. I'm just hearing that, but I will check. I will check, and if you want, I'll get back to you to say, okay, fine. And any disco that has done that, it's illegal, because you are taking people's money and they're not giving them services. That is illegal, and that's not correct.
Mm.
That will not be acceptable.
All right. Thank you so much, Engineer Comrade Chika Benedict, for your time this morning. We will continue this conversation because we really want to know about the gas. How much gas are we really generating? What is the percentage of gas plant, power generated via gas plant as compared to power generated by hydro? And are we thinking of thermal? Just to have a better understanding of what really is going on. Since you say that so much is happening, we need to be brought to understand what's going on. Thank you so much for your time today. Enjoy the rest of the morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.